Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now on Wisconsin Sports Daily, he is co-founder of The Leap, Jason Hirschhorn. Jason, thanks for jumping on today.
Yeah, I mean, I prepared for the Micah Robinson news, not the Micah Parsons news, but I think we can make this work.
You know what? Only one mic at a time. Only one mic at a time. So, you know, Yeah, exactly. I love that. I'm old and I get names wrong all the time. So, like, I mix up the names and I get, you know, I feel like my brain used to work. And so I just tell people, I tell Tommy and Charlie, so I'm going to say this to you, Jason, don't get old. I mean, get old, but like, don't let, you know, keep, do what I do this, do your daily Sudoku or whatever you need to do to keep your brain sharp because it's important.
Because you told me to, I will.
Nice. All right, Jason, where were you 24 and a half hours ago when you found out this news? What were you doing? What were you in the middle of? What? Take us through your story.
I was quite literally in this seat that I'm currently in, monitoring the news, not because I thought that Micah Parsons was about to get traded, but you know, around whatever it was, like 4-something p.m. on Thursday, we got, you know, the big news that he was getting traded. And weirdly, we actually got most of the contract details before we got the compensation details. Mm-hmm. And it just seemed very odd. It's like, okay, so it's going to be a package that involves 2 first-round picks. That seems like a reasonable place to start. But no one's saying if there's going to be additional picks, or no one's saying there's going to be additional players. We had to wait what, you know, felt like an hour, but in reality, it was probably like 5-10 minutes to get that information. It was just a very strange way for that kind of news, that magnitude of information, to break on the internet.
And I think as we've all gotten used to, it's that reload, right? Just hitting reload on whatever, you know, the number of Twitter accounts or text messages or websites or whatever. I think mostly it's Twitter, but, you know, as that comes in, you know, what was your reaction to the compensation? What was your reaction to the contract that Micah Parsons, that we now see before us as Micah Parsons is on his way to being a Green Bay Packer?
The contract, for the most part, wasn't too surprising. Like, we knew, even had he remained in Dallas, that he was looking at a deal that was going to average somewhere in the mid-$40 million range, which is roughly what he got in Green Bay. You know, there's a little bit of a market with that because they traded for him. But still, that's about what you expect. The guaranteed money that we saw was very interesting. I was curious at the time how much of that would turn out to be signing bonus versus just guaranteed money. And as we found out subsequently, signing bonus is actually relatively reasonable in terms of a percentage. So this is going to be one of those classic Packers deals where there are roster bonuses in the future. Yep. They get restructured into other things so they can continue moving money and that the real cap load doesn't ever hit that, you know, the Packer salary cap at once. You know, that's a Russ Ball classic. But the compensation, though, I saw that there was going to be 2 first-round picks like everyone else did.
Sure.
And thought, okay, there has to be much more. Right. Not just more, but much more. When you found it was Kenny Clark, it's not that Kenny Clarke is not a good player. I know he had a down 2024.
Yep.
There were reasons for that, the foot injury, caveats that you can apply that would make him a potentially very useful player, whether in Green Bay or somewhere else in 2025. But this is someone that, for a variety of reasons, independent of the Micah Parsons trade, was at least a coin flip chance at best to remain on the roster going into 2026, just because of his contract,
yep,
because of other things that they have on the books. So they basically moved on from Kenny Clarke in all likelihood a year earlier than they would have, and traded two first round picks to get arguably the best pass rusher in the NFL. And I did the math on those picks.
Okay.
Let's say that the Packers are at least a divisional round team this season and next. Keep in mind, they were a divisional round team 2 seasons ago.
Yes, they
were. And almost a divisional round team last year. And that was without Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
If that is the case, the maximum value, according to some of the more advanced trade charts, amounts to around like the number 5 overall pick. Again, that's like worst case scenario, really, considering where Green Bay has been without Micah Parsons. You would trade the number 5 overall pick and Kenny Clarke, given all that we just discussed, for Micah Parsons. Every single time.
Yes.
So it seems to be the case that, yes, the Packers paid handsomely to get Micah Parsons in the fold, but it is also the case that the Dallas Cowboys did not get enough in return.
Jason Hirschhorn joining us on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, co-founder of The Leap. Follow him on Twitter at @by_JBH. Okay, so Jason, how do you like rectify that in your brain? Like what Jerry and Stephen Jones did? Because it smells a little bit of Luka and what happened in the NBA in the same city in Dallas. It also smells a little bit of like senility of the old guy just wanting to get rid of this guy. Or it also smells of like just like Jerry Jones and like whatever his pomposity and ego, just like saying, Micah, you're not worth that much. I'm just going to take whatever I want. Or panic that we're just going to take this and we're not even going to shop him around. Like what? Like, What of logic comes into your brain when you think that this is what the Cowboys accepted?
Well, clearly pride was a driving factor from Dallas's side in some way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. Maybe all the things that you just listed also factors. I can't say for sure. I tried to come up with some NFL analogy for the trade, like some comp that we could use historically, and there's not really one that exists. It's not really like the Herschel Walker trade. I know that's thrown out because the Dallas Cowboys were involved.
But no.
But that was not only a different position, but just more compensation, and in a situation where the Dallas Cowboys really did need to reload in a way that they don't have to quite right now.
Yes.
And the best situation I can think of, the closest situation, and I don't even think it's a perfect analogy, where a superstar player got traded and the near unanimous reaction is that the team that traded that star player got fleeced, was when the Steelers traded Antonio Brown to the Raiders. Now, that could give you some pause, because in the moment, everyone's like, this is the best receiver in the NFL. You traded him for, I think it was like a 3rd-round pick. It was not a lot of compensation. We learned subsequently, okay, there were other factors at play here that were not apparent to the public that led the Steelers to make this move. But then you have to add the context back in. The Steelers are one of the most stable organizations in the NFL and have been for quite literally my entire life. No one can say that about the Dallas Cowboys.
Nope, that is for sure.
So it is, unless you think that the Cowboys know so much about Micah Parsons behind the scenes that it deflated his value in their eyes, and they were willing to accept any combination of first-round draft picks and a player they could use right now and have it all make sense, you still have to come back to, the Dallas Cowboys needed to get more to justify this trade based on the player Micah Parsons is right now.
And then I don't know how much of Jerry Jones you got to listen to last night or listening to it today. We listened to like that opening 11 minutes. Like he got asked one question, he answered it, and then spent 11 minutes just talking, gibberish of like, you know, half truths and perceptions and thoughts, and that they're going to be, so, you know, what do you make of Jerry Jones? Like what is,
why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles, the hormone-free, side effect-free way to take control of your fertility? Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA cleared and CE marked birth control app. and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's to make of him at this point?
So if you watched that Dallas Cowboys documentary that came out fairly recently, there's a lot of that Jerry Jones in there. You know, he is always thinking back to the moves he made in the past and trying to find ways to recreate them and recreate that success. In some ways, you can look at their entire offseason that way. Brian Schottenheimer, well, you know, a coach with a real pedigree, is not someone that any other team in the NFL was considering for that position, that being head coach.
Right.
If you go back to the mid-90s, after Jimmy Johnson was jettisoned from Dallas, that is kind of what Jerry Jones did with Barry and all of that. A coach who had been, in that case, out of football, really, for several years.
Right.
But still, someone that no one else would have considered for that position. I see a lot of that Jerry in the Jerry we're seeing in 2025. The decision to trade Micah Parsons, I think in his head, is a lot like the Herschel Walker trade. I mean, he mentioned that at various points or referenced it in some ways during that press conference. I don't think that's a fair comparison, as we discussed earlier. It just is not enough compensation. The team, the Dallas Cowboys, that is, not in the same place as the Cowboys were in the late 80s. But that's what I think Jerry Jones views this whole situation as.
Just crazy.
And that's where I guess there's the logic to them in the trade. That's not a justification from my standpoint. I don't think this makes sense for them at all. Like, even if you thought that as Jerry Jones, the Dallas Cowboys could not compete for a Super Bowl in 2025 or in the near future, you could still have held on to Micah Parsons, extended Micah Parsons, and traded him in the future. His value is not going down. He's 26. He's going to be 26 throughout the 2025 season. And he's already one of the best players regardless of position. So I don't see this as being a good return from their perspective. I don't see this being a good process from their perspective. But the Dallas Cowboys operate differently than every other team in the NFL, and I think that was on display during that press conference.
No doubt about it. Jason Hirshhorn joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. So what does this mean for the Packers? What does it mean for LVN? What does it mean for Rashard Gary? What does it mean for Edge Cooper, Quay Walker? What does it mean for the defense? What does it mean for Jordan Love? What does it mean for Matt LaFleur? How does this affect this team in 2025?
Well, most obviously, it affects the performance of that defensive front. Now, this was a defense as a whole that finished in the top 10 by most of the advanced metrics. That was not totally driven by turnovers, though that was a component of it. And it was a pass rush that wasn't quite as bad as it might have seemed, but they had a pressure rate of, I think it was like 20th in the league last year.
Okay.
2 years ago, they were sixth. So it was a significant downgrade in that regard. Micah Parsons gives them the opportunity not just to get back into the top 10, but get right up to the front of the league. Because it's not just what Micah Parsons can do. You know, he finished near the top of the league in pressures, and he missed 4 games last year. You know, it's going to make life a lot easier for Rashard Gary, who's been dealing with double teams. You know, you can't double team Rashard Gary and Micah Parsons and expect to block pretty much anybody else.
Right.
Now, I know there's been discussion about what it means for the run defense. There's a lot to that. It's not just about the performance of the defensive line. The linebackers play a role in that, too. And you mentioned Edgerrin Cooper. Edgerrin Cooper is going to be a big part of this. Quay Walker is going to be a big part of this. And I think you're going to see in certain situations, Micah Parsons lining up as an off-ball linebacker with the intent to blitz. You know, they have now Edgerton Cooper and Micah Parsons, two guys who can do the sort of double A gap pressures, those mug looks. That's something the Packers have experimented with in the past, but not with this level of talent. You know, Edgerton Cooper, there was a scenario where he was going to be the best player on the Packers defense, if not for the Micah Parsons trade.
Yeah.
Now you have him going into year two and Micah Parsons as a movable piece. And now Rashawn Gary doesn't have to worry about as many double teams. You know, in obvious passing situations, they're going to be able to throw so many waves of pass rushers at them because Lucas Van Ness, as you mentioned, someone who in pass rush situations can kick inside to like that three tech position, which means you could have a look as Rashawn Gary, then LVN on the interior, and then someone like Kingsley Enagbare at the other defensive end spot because you have Parsons and Edgerton Cooper coming in from the linebacker position. There are not a lot of offensive lines anywhere in the league that can account for that.
I'm here for it. That's for sure.
Jeff Hapley is going to be a very, very happy man in these game planning meetings. So I think that first and foremost is how it affects the defense.
Yep.
It takes it from a unit that was already going to be at least a top half of the league unit, you know, health permitting, to a unit that could potentially be probably not the best in the NFL. I still think there's enough, you know, not holes, but comparative weaknesses in that unit that it's not going to compete for that top spot. But if we're at the end of the regular season and it's a top five defense, no one would be surprised. And it's going to make life easier for everybody. I mean, that offense we know can go off. It's done it the last 2 years.
Yep.
Consistency has been the issue. Well, if you have a defense that's going to, on a regular basis, limit the opponents to, you know, maybe 24 fewer points, maybe under 20 points on a regular basis, you know, the offense doesn't have to be a juggernaut, even if it's likely to improve in certain areas. So I think their margin for error as a whole this year expands. And if this is a team that has that much margin for error and they get into the playoffs, you know what they're capable of doing. We've already seen it against the Dallas Cowboys, funny enough.
Yep.
And that was, again, without a player like Micah Parsons. So it totally transforms the identity of that defense and of the team as a whole.
Jason Hirschhorn, co-founder of The Leap, joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. One of the things we were talking about, speaking of some of those players we talked about, Rashawn Gary had 7.5 sacks last year. I don't know what the number is in Vegas for over-under sacks, but if I could get 7.5 sacks as the over-under for next year, I am hammering that over. I like you mentioned, you can't double team everybody every down. I just think he's going to be a huge recipient and beneficiary of Micah Parsons being on this team, that he's going to be able to get to the quarterback more than he did in the past. I don't know that I expect Parsons to have huge sack numbers. I expect normal Micah Parsons sack numbers, but I wouldn't be surprised if everybody else on that defense ticked up a couple. You know, and they just got more pressure on the quarterback.
Yeah, it's hard to say exactly, other than Parsons himself, where those pressure numbers are going to come. But as a unit, I think you're going to see a much higher pressure rate. I mean, again, they were 20th last year. They have been a top 10 unit in the recent past before that. I think that, you know, health permitting, is not a lock, but pretty close.
Yep.
And then the other factor here is, they are going to be able to, on a more regular basis, not have to play as many games up front. Now, they'll definitely be willing to do it. I mean, they had success with it down the stretch in 2024, so you wouldn't abandon that, take it off the menu. But they've wanted to be an attacking front, those four players doing most of the damage with everybody else dropping to coverage. Micah Parsons allows them to do that in all likelihood. You know, if you have Parsons and Rashawn Gary coming off the edges, and, you know, Devontae White, who we haven't really talked about.
Right, right.
If he's able, when healthy, to get kind of the pressure numbers we saw early last year, they may not have to blitz or even do those simulated pressures. They can drop more players into coverage. And if they have that ability, you know, good luck if you're an opposing offense on 3rd and 6 or longer. Is going to be hellacious for those quarterbacks.
Jason, any uniform prediction numbers for Micah Parsons? As I assume, I don't know if we'll find out right away when Goody talks at 5, or if they're going to wait and hold it back until Micah talks at 6, or whenever that happens. Any predictions there?
I have historically been terrible at predicting player numbers. I was pretty surprised, for example, when Matthew Golden ended up with 22.
Sure, sure.
I know that he floated 0 and 1
on
social media. One is not officially retired, but is effectively retired. I think they've only issued it a few times in the preseason, and like that's been it.
Okay.
So my guess is that they won't go that route, but they've literally never issued zero. So it would be interesting for them to do this humongous seismic shift deal.
Yep.
And then give him number zero for the first time in franchise history. I think that would be appropriate, I suppose, even if for someone like me, it's a little weird to see right. an edge rusher in a single digit number.
Earlier today on the Mason Crosby show, I did predict zero. So if it is zero, I'm going to be very excited because...
Well, I'll credit you for the prediction if it comes
from. Well, I mean, I'll take credit for the prediction, but not for actually making it happen. I'll you can credit me for being lucky. That's pretty much...
We'll leave out the luck part.
Exactly.
Mitch's prediction. Nice. He said it first. It's yes. canon now.
Yes. All right. Well, Jason, thank you so much for jumping on today. Have a great weekend. I'm sure you'll be tuned to Goody at 5 and Mike at 6. And I don't know if we found out like for sure when LaFleur is speaking or if they're just going to slot him in between or however that works. But I'm sure
they listed it at 6 approximately, which is usually what they do for a post practice. So we'll find out together.
Exactly. Thank you so much for jumping on today. And thanks for all the great work you do at The Leap. And we'll be following and we'll talk to you down the road.
All right, take care.
You too.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.